Okay, so in this section of the training, we're going to look at getting traffic to your websites, which is arguably the most valuable skill that you can have, the ability to generate traffic. Now, similar to before where we had the chicken and egg, this again is partly dependent on your offer. So a great offer is much easier to promote and will allow you to convert much higher and therefore buy traffic, get traffic from affiliates, get free traffic that you otherwise couldn't necessarily access. But at the same time, there are plenty of great offers with zero visitors. And so this is definitely an invaluable skill and one that not everyone has. So let's look at how we can drive thousands of clicks to our sites and affiliate links, and of course, do it using AI. So traffic simply means visitors to your website. It's arguably the most valuable skill, and you can tell the complete beginners from the experienced marketers by how much they value traffic, okay? So if you've got experience, you'll know that this is one of the first questions you ask when you're looking at putting out a new offer or targeting a campaign, an affiliate campaign, or doing something online. You immediately think of the traffic question. Now, the good news is if we put together a great offer, then traffic is going to be 10 times easier. And the great news is it's going to be 10 times easier than before because of the presence of AI anyway, okay? Also, understand that targeted traffic is what you want. We only want targeted traffic, so think always in terms of quality of traffic and not quantity. And in fact, I regularly make between $10 and $20 per click with my best traffic, while other people buy junk pop-under traffic for, you know, 0.0001 cents per view. The best traffic out there, of course, is a brand new buyers list. And broadly, there are two ways to get traffic. There is free traffic, which is slow, and paid traffic, which is expensive. But as with many things, I recommend you don't just do one. I recommend that you do both, depending on the context and the situation. So like I say, traffic is a chicken and egg thing. I have several great offers. The product is wonderful. It's marketed excellently. There's nothing out there like it. And these types of incredible offers are very, very easy to get traffic to. Affiliates will make a ton of money when they promote it, and therefore I can give them a lot of commissions. I can also pay a lot of money when running ads and still make a profit because the conversion rate is so high. And customers love the product too, which means they will buy more from me. Consequently, my lifetime value is super high as well. And then lastly, my list is also red hot for all these reasons, which is great for affiliate promotions. And so, you know, we really want to work on our product before we come to the traffic side of things, having a great offer that's marketed well, that's positioned well, and that we've put a lot of time into, and that people can quite clearly see is an excellent product with a very high perceived value. If we build that, it's going to be so much easier for us to start to get traffic. And then lastly, bear in mind that the difference between a 1% conversion rate and a 3% conversion rate isn't 10% more traffic or 200% or even 300% more traffic. It's like 5,000% more traffic, okay? So the further and further you go up the conversion rate, the higher and higher your conversion rate, you will just get exponentially more traffic. And all of that is a downstream as a consequence of the quality of your product and the quality of your marketing, okay? So you really do need to look at this as a chicken and egg thing, and to make sure that you've executed on the previous steps that we talked about in terms of positioning, in terms of choosing the right niche, in terms of preparing a great product and getting the website ready and everything else. And then it will be a natural extension of all that to begin to get traffic.